Hare Krishna. Illuminate your heart this Diwali. Diwali is one of the most popular and most visually attractive festivals in the Indian calendar. Now, there are many holy occasions which fall together on this day, and they are all celebrated in their own individual ways. There is Lakshmi Puja, there is Narak Chaturdashi, and there are many other festivals which follow. Now, the most visually attractive aspect of Diwali, that's why it's, because of which it is called as the festival of lights, is the lighting of lamps at the pedestal, outside the house. So, these lamps, they have given Diwali the name Festival of Lights. Now, what is the significance of the lighting of lamps? Actually, tradition says that when Lord Ram returned from his forest exile of 14 years, the Ayodhya Vasis were waiting for him to come back. But after a day's journey, the Lord decided that he was so eager to come back to Ayodhya that rather than waiting at the outskirts at some ashram overnight and then coming next morning, he decided to come that night itself. And when he arrived, when the citizens came to know that the Lord is coming, they decided to welcome him by decorating all their houses with lamps. And those lamps were lit now as a sign of welcoming the Lord. The idea was that the Lord is coming back after so long, and if we are so eager to have him back, it is our hearts have lit with happiness and our world is lit with happiness, and that's why we are lighting our homes and we are displaying to the Lord the joy of our heart through his light. So in this way, the Ayodhya Vasis welcome the Lord back. Now we know that actually the Ramayana is a historical event. It happened millennia ago, many millennia ago. But along with that, it is also a prototype of what happens in our heart. Along with the historical reality, many of the pastimes of the Lord also have a deeper reality. Shripad Madhvacharya, in his Mahabharata Tatparinirnaya, says that the scriptures, the Itihasas, can be understood at multiple levels. So at the literal level, at the ethical level, and at the metaphorical level. So at the metaphorical level, how do we understand this? That is, actually, Ayodhya is like our heart. And the Ramayana describes that when Lord Ram was exiled, Ayodhya became practically like a ghost town. The people were so devastated, heartbroken, shattered, that they stopped cleaning their houses, they stopped lighting their chimneys, they started off running their, taking care of their shops, they stopped doing practically any of the activities. And Ayodhya became like a place of desolation. So Ayodhya represents our heart. And when the Lord leaves the heart, then our heart also becomes like a ghost town. Now, Ayodhya left the heart, Lord Ram left the heart because of the scheming, the evil conspiracy of Mantara that was executed through Kaikeyi and the vows that she extracted from Jayadrath, from Dasharath rather. Now, the point is that actually Kaikeyi had no reason to have any grievance against Ram. But somehow she imagined a grievance and she had him exiled. So like that, we have, our heart is there, but we have no reason, the Lord is normally present in our heart, we have no reason to have any grievance against him. He is our well-wisher, he is always there for us, he is maintaining us physically, he is doing everything for us. But somehow, under the influence of the mind, the mind is like Mantara, under the influence of that mind, we get manipulated by the mind and we exile the Lord from the heart. When we exile from the Lord from the heart, then what happens? Our heart becomes ruled by lower emotions, by degraded emotions. Lust, anger, greed, envy, pride, illusion, these become like the ghosts haunting the Ayodhya of our heart. And they, just as ghosts terrorize and cause misery, similarly these also cause misery to us. Now, when the residents of Ayodhya were separated from Lord Ram, they at least knew that our agony is because of bereavement from him. But unfortunately, we are slow in recognizing the cause of our suffering. We think, oh yes, I am dissatisfied now, but the reason for my dissatisfaction is that I don't have enough wealth, I don't have enough power, I don't have a new car, I don't have a bigger house, I don't have a better job, I don't have a better spouse, whatever. We think so many things like this, and we think that making these material things better will enable us to become happy. However, these are all illusory. Not in the sense that they don't exist, but in the sense that they can't substitute for the Lord. The Lord is supreme, He's all attractive, and nothing can substitute for Him. These illusory substitutes offer only temporary titillation. They don't offer any lasting fulfillment, lasting satisfaction. And that's why we keep chasing newer and newer and newer things. And we make our life faster. And we make our minds more filled with anxiety. And we think, yes, see, my life is so fast. There are so many things I am doing. And we think that's the pride of our lives. But despite the speed and the stress of our lives, still happiness continues to elude us. Happiness continues to elude us, unfortunately. Now, what we need to do if we want to truly become happy is to welcome the Lord back into our heart. Now, at one level, the Lord has never left the heart. The Lord is there always in our heart. When we turn away from Him, He doesn't turn away from us. He doesn't reject us. But when we don't want His presence, when we want to enjoy independently of Him, then He makes His presence unmanifest so that we can't perceive His presence in our heart. But He's still there, and we can invoke His presence. We can invoke His presence by chanting His holy names, by studying His sacred scriptures, the Bhagavad Gita, the Ramayana. We can understand the glory of His love for us, and we can understand the glory of Bhakti for Him. By understanding this, we can inspire ourselves to turn our heart towards Him. The essence of Diwali traditionally was not just the lighting of the lamps. The lighting of the lamps was done because of something. And that something, which was the really important thing, was the return of the Lord to Ayodhya. Similarly, if we restrict our Diwali festival to just the lighting of lamps, then our celebration will remain partial. It is good, but it will remain a ritual. It will not be transformational. If you want it to be transformational, then we need to not just light the lamps outside externally, we also need to light the heart inside internally. When we illuminate our heart with wisdom and devotion, then we will, by that wisdom and devotion, call out to the Lord and attract Him to manifest His presence there. And when He manifests His presence there and He lights our heart with His supreme love, then joy unbounded will flood our heart and our life. And that will be the ultimate Diwali festival indeed. Thank you. Hare Krishna.